Hello, this is Brandon of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, and let me also ask you, in which county do you currently reside?
Sinton.
No, I'm sorry? In which
Sinton,
county?
San Patricio County in Sinton, S-I-N-T-O-N.
Is it San Patricio?
San Patricio.
Okay. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
Say that again. I'm not getting it.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
All right.
None of the above.
May I ask your gender? Is it female?
Female. I'm sorry. Female. Woman.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tended to vote for most often? So, Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent of party?
Republican.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested, and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president and Congress.
10. Definitely.
Okay. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Wow, that was a lot.
Oh, do you want me to read the options
repeat
again?
Repeat it, yes. Go ahead, read it again.
So, on most issues, do you consider yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, very liberal?
Very conservative.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. It is the first name. Will that be a strong or just somewhat positive, negative impression? Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Oh, can you repeat that again, please?
Oh, sure. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
In Texas, you mean?
I'm sorry?
That was in Texas?
Yes.
And who is that person? I don't recognize.
Oh, Dan Patrick. He is a Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick. You never heard of him?
No.
Okay. And State Senator Morgan Lamantio.
Not even. Are those supposed to be like voting for or what?
No.
None of the above.
The question in here is, would that be a strong or just somewhat positive or negative impression?
Okay, strong.
Yep. And the other is former President Donald Trump.
That one.
Is it some positive, somewhat positive, maybe somewhat negative, or some negative?
Positive.
Somewhat positive or some positive?
Some positive. For Trump, yes.
Somewhat positive or some?
Mm-hmm. Say it again, please.
Oh, I mean...
I want to make sure I get it right.
Okay, so we're clear, like, I mean, it's positive for you. What happened is I have two different options. The first
okay.
one is some positive, like, you know, this is, like, extremely positive. And the
mm-hmm.
other one is somewhat positive. So my question is, should I select some positive or somewhat positive for former President Donald Trump?
Wow. There's something really to...
I mean, it's just two different options.
Yeah,
either
I know.
Some...
I would choose some.
Somewhat positive?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And Republican candidate for state Senate, Eden Hinojosa?
Who was?
Why am I
answering these questions for? I mean, I don't recall anything that you know. So why are you asking me all these questions when November's not even here for the voting thing?
Yeah, I know. It's
what is all these questions about, sir?
Okay, let me tell you. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt you.
It's okay. I'm not pleased with these questions, you know, that you're asking because I'm not even gonna, I mean, where is all this going? Where are you going with this? You know, me answering your questions.
Well, let me tell you, we're conducting an opinion survey about politics and important issues affecting the state and community. Your response?
No. Exactly. My response is, you know, no.
Will be
I will
confidential.
Not. Because I don't recognize these people at all, you
okay.
know. Because
I mean,
because where I am here, you know, in my town, you know, my community, you know, Sinton, you know, I go in there, you know, because I recognize who I'm gonna vote for and who I'm not gonna vote for.
I mean,
so why
that's
am
fine. That's fine. I mean, actually, in a survey, you can say it. I mean, whatever you feel. If you never heard of the person, as I was saying from the very beginning, so that's fine. You just say, I don't know, or I never hear of that person. If you want
because
to say
only,
no opinion about
because
it.
Because the only one that I know is the one that you told me a few minutes ago about Trump.
Okay.
But I don't know no other person that you are asking me.
That's fine. I mean, we have, as I was saying, I will read you a couple of names of several people and groups. So the other one is the Democratic Party.
No.
You
no
never
Democrat,
heard?
No.
Okay.
No.
And the Republican Party?
Okay.
Is it some positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative for you? Maybe some negative, or you maybe don't have any opinion, or you never heard of Republican Party?
Never heard it.
Vice President Kamala Harris.
Definitely not.
Never
don't
heard.
Even go. No. I've heard about her, but don't even go there. Okay.
Oh.
No.
So maybe it's a some positive, somewhat positive. Maybe somewhat negative. Some negative.
Negative.
Oh, okay. Somewhat or strong negative?
Some negative.
Okay. And Texas?
I was eating my supper, sir, and now my supper got cold.
Oh, I'm really sorry, but your opinion is very important for us, since we can hear you directly, you know? Yes, it is really important. Actually, the other is Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Oh, Abbott?
Mm-hmm, correct.
What is it? Yeah.
I mean, is it somewhat positive for you, somewhat positive, maybe somewhat negative, strong negative, no opinion, or never heard?
What was his name again? Say it again.
Strong positive, somewhat positive.
Some.
Okay.
Let me warm my supper again.
If the... you need time to warm your soap again?
What was that? So I'm sorry, I just... Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. If the election for president of the United States was held today, and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Republicans, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, Democrats, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, maybe other names, or you are undecided?
It would be Donald Trump. Oh, my God. Well, yeah, I'm right. Donald Trump, Republican.
If the If the election
Republican.
For United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Maybe Ted Brown, Libertarian, Colin Arad, Democrat, Ted Cruz, Republican.
None.
Okay, you're undecided, or you would not
undecided.
Vote?
Undecided.
Okay, for which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from his part of Texas? We have Robin Vargas, Green Party; Morgan Lamantieu, Democrat; Adam Hinojosa, Republican.
Oh my God. Undecided.
Okay. And do you think Morgan Lamantieu has done her job as Texas state senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
It is time to give somebody else to do better.
Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and the news report about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Morgan Lamantieu authored a bill to allow Planned Parenthood and other established abortion support groups to receive state and federal taxpayer dollars.
No, definitely not.
Is it much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantieu is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas. Is it much more likely for you? may be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely or much less likely for you?
Some.
Some
most likely.
More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
Read that again?
Sure. Morgan LaMantia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
Oh. Less likely.
Is it much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Okay. Most.
Morgan LaMantia supported allowing local governments to mandate vaccines and to require people to wear masks.
Okay.
So is it much more likely for you? Somewhat more likely?
Some more likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia opposed making voter fraud to a felony level crime.
Okay.
Is it much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely for you?
Wow. That will be the third one, the one that you read, the less,
somewhat
more likely.
Less likely?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. You can say also, I mean, you know, option one, which is for much more
okay.
likely. Option two, somewhat more likely. Option three,
okay.
somewhat less likely. And option four, much less likely. So we can work
okay.
like that because I know it's
okay.
fine, you know. Adam, you know,
yes.
I believe we most protect innocent
what?
Life.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Why you're reading so much about her? I don't even
well,
know who she is.
This is, you know,
really?
Like, as I was saying, I mean, I must read you some information from the public record and news report about the candidates for state
okay.
senate. So we're starting with, I mean, him, and then you see it's going to come
how much
up.
More do I how much more do I have to say?
We're actually 73%. We're actually almost done, okay? I mean, thank
okay.
you. I really appreciate all your, you know, answers, because this is really important for us. And, well, Adam Hinojosa believes we most protect innocent life and the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. And that's why
yeah.
he will provide better, more accessible health care for our mothers and children.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So is it much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely for you?
Two.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organization and gangs that preyed upon our communities.
The prey?
Yeah.
Like prey? Like prey? P-R-A-Y?
P-R-E-Y.
Oh, okay. P-R-E-Y.
Yep.
Okay.
So is it much more likely for you? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely? Much less likely? Okay. Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families.
Okay.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4 for you?
Yeah, definitely one.
Okay, much more likely.
Yeah, that will protect our family right there.
All right.
Definitely that one.
Okay, and Morgan Lamantia supports state funding for children transitioning in gender mutilation surgeries.
Okay.
Is it 1, 2, 3, 4?
One.
Okay.
One.
Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values in woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values. Is it 1, which is much more likely, 2, somewhat more likely, 3, somewhat less likely?
Number 2.
Okay. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs for a student who don't plan to attend college. Is it 1, much more likely, 2, somewhat more likely, 3, somewhat less likely, or 4, much less likely?
2.
Morgan Lamantia is in favor of pornography in schools' libraries and is endorsed by lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, and queer advocacy group. Is it 1, much more likely, 2, somewhat more likely, 3, somewhat less likely, or 4, much less likely?
2.
Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restriction on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans. Is it 1, much more likely, 2, somewhat more likely, 3, somewhat less likely, or 4, much less likely?
And that was what you said?
Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texans.
Number 1.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Number 2.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Read that again. Read it again.
Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Mm-mm. 2.
Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against Windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session. Okay. Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates small businesses, working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
2.
Morgan LaMantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Two.
Morgan LaMantia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Two.
Adam Hinoza will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda, like critical race theory and gender modification, and bring sanity back to our school's policies.
One.
Adam Hinoza trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and supports maintaining local police budgets.
One.
According to Nueces County records, Adam Hinoza's restaurant had been inspected 3 times and inspectors found roaches and files present. Rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
One.
Much more likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Morgan LaMantia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Two.
Adam Hinoza will pass a bill to cut property taxes.
One.
Okay.
Because we never know. Once they're behind that seat, they forget about everything they promised. But that's okay.
And having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan LaMantia, Democrat, Adam Hinoza, Republican.
Hinoza, Republican.
Okay. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
In what?
Oh, what is your, the year you were born?
April 18, 1958.
Thank you.
Correct.
And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican? I'm sorry?
Mexican.
Okay. And is your race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race? Well, you said Hispanic, right?
Hispanic.
Okay. And do you prefer to get most of your political news and information maybe from cable news networks or from social media, such as Facebook, from blogs and emails, from the newspaper?
None of the above. Because I don't even watch, I'm not even in none of that in my phone. None.
Got it.
Whatsoever, at all, period. I hear it from people, but I don't get on that. It drives you crazy, so I don't need to be hearing it.
Okay. So you don't watch any kind of, political
news
and information? No, sir.
Not even a newspaper, nothing like that. No.
Okay. And thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television or more English language television? Or
more English.
Okay. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? maybe a local cable system, maybe it's through an antenna, like, you know, those dish antenna, or maybe streaming over the internet without commercials. Commercials. Yes. Streaming without. Over the internet?
Yes.
Okay.
Cable, and I mean, it's cable, you know, not internet. It's just...
Oh. It's like with an antenna? Or through an antenna? Or it's just like the local cable system?
Just a local.
All right. So, in which of these, if any, you use the local cable system? And, well, do you have any Facebook account or
mm-hmm.
a YouTube
no.
account?
No.
No,
I made it very clear. No,
okay.
I'm not even on Facebook or Twitter, whatever people get themselves into. No,
gotcha.
I'm too old to even be messing with that garbage.
And which one of the following statements most closely describe your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortions should never be legal. Abortions should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. Abortions should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortions should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy.
No, shouldn't.
Should never be legal.
Should never be legal. No.
Okay.
These are humans. But people are going to do what they're going to do regardless, you know.
Okay. Well,
but no, I don't agree with that.
Okay. I just wanted to say thank you for your presence, Sam, and mostly for answering all the questions. It's been nice talking to you, and have a pleasant day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.